You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Aloha.
Hola.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. This week, what we're going to be talking about is blockchain and its influence and application on the travel industry. Every one of us has traveled, whether it is to a foreign country hundreds of miles away or just another city within your own state or country. We can travel by bus, rent a car, drive ourselves, or take a plane. If we don't have any friends in the location we're traveling to, we can stay at a hotel, hostel, B&B, guest house, or even couch surf. Traveling has never been as easy as it is right now. All of these elements of the travel industry need appropriate platforms for people to access these services conveniently. Platforms like Expedia, Skyscanner, and Booking.com have understood that people prefer secure platforms where they can see all of the options in one place and find the perfect solution for them without having to search through many different websites for many hours. These platforms make planning your travels convenient, but it often comes at a cost. All of these platforms take a commission, which can be as high as 50% of the total purchase price that you will pay. To change this, companies are looking to implement blockchain technology within the travel industry. This will give consumers the possibility to book hotels, plane tickets, or anything else using smart contracts and therefore eliminating the middleman. Now, online booking is very popular in terms of booking anything from hotels to cars to tickets of any kind. One of the well-known names trying to change the industry is WindingTree. It acts as a decentralized marketplace for airlines, hotels, and other parties within the industry to meet consumers directly without third-party intervention. It is not your average traditional company. Rather, it's more like a DAO, or Decentralized Autonomous Organization. It is not a corporation that's after power and money. Instead, it is a non-profit organization that is looking to improve the current travel industry as it stands. All of their information sharing and decision-making takes place on the blockchain, including transactions with their own cryptocurrency called LIF, or L-I-F. Their blockchain is known for its transparency, data security, logistics, and process simplifications, so it won't come as a surprise for the travel industry to prefer blockchain-based platforms that have integrated cryptocurrency payments, which are traceable, secure, and instant. Instant is key when it comes to information and payments, and thanks to that, the possibility of overbooking or double booking will be eliminated. Cooperation between WindingTree and two major airlines, Lufthansa and Air New Zealand, plus the island of Aruba, have made the small country the first official country that has applied blockchain into their tourism distribution system. The platform is aimed to connect most of the small hotels of Aruba with their potential customer base. The platform is built on Ethereum's blockchain and offers the use of a decentralized public blockchain with integrated smart contracts. This pilot program is a part of Aruba's Smart Island strategy, aiming to make the country run on 100% renewable energy by 2020. Dubai, on the other hand, intends to become the first blockchain government by 2020. They are planning to launch a virtual business-to-business tourism-specific marketplace on their blockchain. Now, one of the most significant problems within the travel industry, as well as most other industries, are data breaches. The travel fare aggregator Orbitz had a data breach last year when hackers managed to infiltrate a legacy version of their platform and snatched around 880,000 people's data, which included their credit card details. This is made possible because companies and online stores are collecting and holding their data in centralized databases that are easier to manipulate than decentralized solutions. Blockchain gives the opportunity to create secure digital records, and it allows you, the consumer, to decide the access level of your own personal information that you're giving out. IATA, or the International Air Transport Association, has been looking for ways to use digital or virtual passports to reduce the cost and complexity around document checks so passengers won't have to stand around for hours in line and could just walk through the airport. Of course, this is years to come, but there will be a solution involving blockchain in the future. Now, it is not just customers' data that needs to be protected and secured. It is also their luggage when they go on holiday. Yes, luggage tracking is very important for every reason, including the fact that you could have possibly lost every single thing that somebody has brought with them on a holiday, all the way to just the basic safety concerns of what exactly is in someone's suitcase before it is loaded on a container and then onto a plane. The baggage report, which was written by CETA in 2018, shows that a total of 22.7 million bags have been mishandled, costing the industry an estimated $2.3 billion. This means that on average, 5.57 bags out of every 1,000 have been lost or damaged. But to be quite frank with you, I think it would have been much higher, that number. So I will be impressed if it is that low. Blockchain technology is undoubtedly the perfect solution to track your bags on their journey, especially if you have had an international flight with layovers and your luggage will change hands multiple times. Swissport, the Swiss aviation service company, which provides airport ground and cargo handling services, is currently looking into blockchain solutions to improve their luggage service. They are cooperating with nonprofit organizations Olam and Winding Tree to develop an open source platform to optimize their services. One of the other areas within tourism and travel that could really use a blockchain makeover are loyalty programs. Many hotels and airlines have loyalty programs which come with their own plastic cards. If you forget your card at home, then you won't get your points when you purchase something or when you stay, and half the time when they look up your information, they can't find you because something has changed, or when your card was entered originally, your information just be that little bit different. A study has shown that the average household participates in 29 different loyalty programs on average. This also means that you should be carrying at least 29 different loyalty cards on your person at any given time. With each different card, you also need to keep an eye on the bonus point expiration date so you won't lose your collected points, which, by the way, has happened to me. So thank you very much, American Airlines. The further downside is the limitation on how or where you can use your points. Airline companies have identified blockchain technology as a possible solution. Singapore Airlines launched a blockchain-based digital wallet called ChrisPay in July of 18. It is a loyalty program that lets you spend air miles and other reward points in your everyday life. ChrisPay has already partnered with gas stations, beauty salons, cafes, and even a Lego store outlet. Customers can download the mobile wallet and convert their miles into ChrisPay units and then use them to pay for products. Cathay Pacific, a Hong Kong airline company in cooperation with Asia Miles and Accenture, offers a blockchain-based mobile application called Unlock More Miles that lets customers withdraw their rewards as they were credited to their account on the same day that they earned them. Most loyalty cards do not follow this practice, and it could take anything up to 30 days for your points to be credited to your accounts. In 2017, Malaysian-based AirAsia announced their fintech program, The Big. It is a loyalty reward program with its own cryptocurrency called Bigcoin. It intends to start providing in-flight purchases, banking, and financial services. The company is also planning to launch their program with an ICO, so stay tuned. There will be so many more applications of blockchain technology within travel and tourism, and these are just a few ways that right now it is being implemented, and there will be many more cases that I would like to be talking about in the near future because there is a lot happening within this space. The travel and tourism industries are always looking for ways to improve their current systems, and there are a lot of projects that are trying to introduce blockchain into every aspect of tourism and travel in order to make their processes simpler and make your life, their passenger or customer, easier. Some of them will likely fail, or they will be united with other projects, but if there is a problem, there's always going to be an answer, and blockchain will most likely solve it in the most efficient and secure way. The industry of travel needs security and transparency, and blockchain technology really is the solution that can grant these aspects. This has been Crypto and Blockchain Talk, and I would like to thank you for listening to this week's episode on blockchain and travel. We have recorded many episodes on blockchain and cryptocurrency, and I would invite you to listen to as many episodes as you would like. And they are here and they are free for you to listen to and be entertained. We, of course, would also like you to leave comments on Twitter and Facebook. And for even more information, you can subscribe to our newsletter on cryptoandblockchaintalk.com. Of course, you can also download us on iTunes and Stitcher. Again, thank you for listening to this week's podcast, and we look forward to having you back again listening to us soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.